If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. She's getting herself together over there. The icon in the flesh, Miss Sarah Fraser.
I like to read stories and then give myself a pedicure. So I was just pumicing the back of my feet. Oh my God, do you ever do this? And like the amount of skin that comes off, it's really atrocious. And does anyone?
What a way to start the show as I have my morning afternoon coffee. It's 12 o'clock. I am back in New York City, bone to pick with Miss Sarah Fraser. I did not see her during my last join to LA.
I know. I was really upset about that. Yes. Valentine's Day and my birthday. So I couldn't escape.
Happy birthday to Sarah.
Thank you, my dear. Not that I should use those words. I love spending time with my husband and son, but they had plans for us, so I couldn't see you. I was very disappointed.
It's okay. I'll be back soon. Had some business with a network. We'll see what happens. And you just never know in the Hollywood scene.
They call it Hollyweird because
you do the work and you move on. And look, being great for something and doing, everyone's like, oh, did it go well? It's like, it always goes well.
Not
to sound like I have an ego, but like, if I'm in the room, I know what I'm doing. It always goes well. And that doesn't mean that you get even half of what you should get. So we did something, we popped over, fingers crossed, everybody. And now I'm back in New York and did not see Sarah Fraser, the icon. While I was there, good luck with your feet over there today. But I have something to start with. I would like to issue another apology to start.
What?
I know.
This is like turning into apology after apology. For what?
And by the way, I'm very someone slipped into my DMs and is like, being bi-coastal seems your energy is so different. Yeah, I'm happy, guys. And a lot of people have DM'd us too to say that they had bad January. So I don't know if it's that, I'm now tri-coastal or it's just that January, the energy was so fucking bad and now it's February. It's actually almost March. But I would like to start with an apology to every single person. Of course, Lala the most, but every single person that is starring on the show Vanderpump Rules. Because I sat here, listen, we had two horrible seasons. Horrible. We had all the newbies with Brett and Max. And I really like Max. He was on this show. Yeah, I like Max. Sorry, I said it. Add that to the list of things you have a problem with me for. And then we had the COVID season. Two bad seasons of Vanderpump Rules. I really thought this show was over. I thought there was no way to salvage this mess. It was so horrible. Vanderpump Rules was horrible the past 2 years. I feel so great. It is great. I feel like it's back. It's great. It's really great. I love it. Now, this has nothing to do with the ratings that I'm about to get into. I loved it before, but I thought it came back so strong. Look, we got rid of all the extraneous people, which they did last season. We've taken it out of Sur, so we're living more in the real world that nobody really works there anymore, although Raquel does. And Tom and Tom are opening a new bar, which you and I are going to go to Schwartz and Sandy's. It's near my new apartment when I get it settled on April 1st.
Okay. Yeah. I love the name.
It's in Hollywood. They're there a lot of the time. So maybe we'll see them. We'll pop in. Put this on your list. We have to go to Schwartz and Sandy's and we'll report on it. Lala is dealing with all the stuff going on with Randall in the real world. I mean, the walls are closing in on Randall. And Sheena's like, I don't know. It's so good. And now the ratings with playback and DVR, they're huge. Up like, I think, 14% since last season.
I can't believe this.
1.3.
Nobody to me, although I guess I've just never been into Vanderpump Rules. I haven't. So, but I feel like, how is this show that I feel like is not getting that much chat or buzz getting bigger ratings than like RHOP, RHOA? You know, I get Salt Lake. I mean, people really weren't into this past season of Salt Lake, but how? Those are huge numbers. How?
You want to know how?
Yeah.
This is what I think. This is my belief. I believe that if you boil it down, you know, sure, there is a difference between a Giselle and a Meredith Marks. There is a difference between, you know, a Tamara Judge and a Kyle Richards. But really, we are inundated with 365 days a year of Real Housewives. It's on 365 days a year. There's always a franchise going. There's normally two franchises going, and it's kind of the same fucking thing. Okay. No, I don't think that, you know, Karen Huger is the same as Dorit Kemsley, but really, if we close our eyes, it's all the fucking same, right?
Okay. So you think that Vanderpump Rules is a real, you know, I guess, departure from the same formula show. Yeah. So people are kind of craving a little thing, something different.
I think the fact that the past 2 years were so horrible probably helps, that we're kind of like that. It feels like the core of the show. I mean, look, you have a lot going on. Like, James really broke up with Raquel and really has this new girlfriend, Allie, and Raquel is still in the picture. And you have the Tom and Katie divorce, and then Tom kisses Raquel, which I don't think that is real. I think that was all staged. I have that on reliable sources.
Okay.
Which is kind of already leaked. And then you have Sheena. And again, all the stuff going on with Randall and Lala. I mean, Lisa Vanderpump is even crying, you know, and, you know, that, like, we loved Randall. We loved Randall because of the way he loved Lala. And I mean, you know, the stuff with Randall, if you read the LA Times article, is, you know, it's not just that there's a lot of casting couch Harvey Weinstein type allegations. There's business allegations against him that he defrauded people and didn't pay. And, you know, and
those have been swirling for a while, a long time. Plus the drugs. I mean, right? I mean, that account of the assistant being in Puerto Rico and Randall yelling and screaming, and she had to drive all around the island to get cocaine for him. And I mean, it's so wild to me. It's even more believable because it's like, who could make it up? It's so crazy.
Right. Like, and you know, there's other things the assistants say about, like, you know, that he berated them and this and that. And really, a big Hollywood producer treating his assistant like crap, like, shocking, he says sarcastically. But no, I mean, right. Like, if you're going to make something up, you're not going to be like, here's the location. And then there was this many kilos of coke. And I mean, someone else, another assistant, if you read that article, has basically corroborated that statement. So the fact that, you know, look, Lala is real, and she was real on this podcast both times. Like, the fact that this is being talked about on Vanderpump Rules, and then it all leads up to that LA Times article that, you know, there are allegations of child exploitation and pedophilia. So I don't know if that's true, but it's out there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear that. What are the, like, just refresh us. What are those?
Well, that's alleged in the New York Times article, but also Amber Childers, his first wife, who we've interviewed here behind the Velvet Rope. Go and listen to it. You know, his first wife, this is what I go back to, his first wife, Amber, who's on All My Children and You with Penn Bagley and Ray Donovan. She went to court to get a restraining order against Randall and did not get it. Because, I mean, you can't just get a restraining order. And then she went back and she got one. So when she went back and got one, like, what changed? It was only a few days later or a week. You know, that's when it came out. She said, I've been contacted by the FBI, that they're looking into him for, you know, these child claims. So I don't know.
Oof.
I don't know. I mean,
but God, that's terrifying. I mean,
I'm not saying that's why she got the restraining order, right. But what had changed between the first and the second? It's just, that's out there. And that's what they are talking about on Vanderpump Rules. I mean, they're not exactly saying those words, but Lala's like, I mean, it's horrible what is being, you know, alleged. Like, I can't even, like, believe this. I have a child with this man. So this is real life here. This is real life. So the fact that that's now on Vanderpump Rules, and it's just back to basics. It just, for me, it works this season. Someone did slip into my DMs and say, like, this is the same old thing. Now there's like 40-year-olds that are, you know, acting like 20-year-olds, and I'm not over this because they're not evolving in life. So I don't think everyone's loving it, but I'm really entertained at the core by this season again. Although I do think the Schwartz Raquel kiss was a setup by producers to bring the drama. Look, I've also heard that, you know, this season they were told you better figure this out because this is it.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
You all might think I make it look easy running this podcast, but 4 years later, I can tell you it hasn't been. The hardest part for me, honestly, has been hiring good people. I either can't find people that are qualified to do all these jobs that I need, editing, producing, or I find someone that qualified and then they leave me. It's not me, is it? I don't think so. But listen, now I can actually look forward to hiring because I have Indeed. It's really changed my life. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. So I don't have to spend like multiple hours on different job sites and looking for people with the right skills. I have no spare time if you haven't noticed. And what I love is their instant match. As soon as you sponsor a post, you get a short list of qualified candidates whose resumes on Indeed match my job description. So I can invite them all to apply in one place right away. Quick. That's how I need to work here, people. Indeed knows when you're growing your own business, like here behind the Velvet Rope, you have to make every dollar count. And that's why with Indeed, you only pay for quality applications that match your must-have job requirements. Visit Indeed.com/velvet to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/velvet. Let me say it one more time. Indeed.com/velvet. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application, pricing not available for everyone. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This really, I was told, was the season. Like, if you don't turn this around, the show is going to be canceled. And look, 1.3, the ratings. I mean, sounds like we have a hit on our hands.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. I mean, you know this. I guess you got to keep it up 3, 4, 5, 6 episodes in. But if it stays as strong as this, unless it takes a huge dive off, then sounds like we're back.
We're going to get greenlit. We're back. And we also have this woman named LVP. Let's not forget. Lisa does make appearances and she is on the show. Remember they came for you. You said they read you or something when you said something about LVP. It's okay. They read me too when I say something about her. Nothing against her. Just sometimes we have to read everybody here. But
I like LVP. I just think that she'd love to be back on Beverly Hills, especially now that Rinna is gone. And I think LVP is very smart. She knows staying on TV is great for her businesses. So that she inserts herself a lot when it's like, I genuinely don't think she cares. I don't think we care about her opinion on RHOP anymore, but she keeps herself relevant, much like our girl Bethany, and good for them. They were on these franchises. So, but I just think it's kind of a ploy. Just she knows what she's doing. It's not like genuine.
See, I think that she knows what she's doing. I think that she does not want to go back to RHOBH and that she loves doing this her own show. And she shows up for literally 3 seconds and she makes a shitload of money. Yeah. So I feel that's what I feel. But I want to apologize to the cast of Vanderpump Rules. It is so good. And Randall and Lala. Wow. Just wow. Did you see that other thing that Randall Lala said on Watch What Happens that yes, Randall is engaged and Randall has now come out and said, I'm not engaged. And her and Andy joked that the ring was going to be brown. Did you see all that?
Yes. I loved the fake ring allegations. Like, ooh. That diamond, yes, exactly, is going to be brown. Like basically talking about the cut, the quality, the clarity has gone way down because, as you said, the walls are allegedly closing in on Randall. So Lala just sort of joked like, oh, I feel bad for the woman. But yeah, and I guess he's been with her for a while and this engagement has been for a while, but now it's public.
I mean, part of me is like, you know, I mean, part of me, someone said to me, like, who would be with Randall at this point with all of this out there? You know, welcome to Hollywood. I live in Hollywood.
Welcome
Sarah,
to Hollywood.
Sarah lives in Culver City, just, to, you know, with 30 minutes away, I would say it is, on like a, well, on a good day, maybe 45 on a bad day, Sarah.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, it doesn't shock me, you know, director, producer, even if you're a failed producer, director, and you're heading on down in the wrong direction, right? Like it's, I mean, I hate to be, you know, the young starlets, man, and the young boys too, guys, the young boys, this is not sexist. Yeah. There's some girl that's moving into that house that's probably not paid for that thinks they got a part in every movie coming up, right?
I guarantee you that there are people writing R. Kelly and Harvey Weinstein in jail as we speak, feeling that they are in love with them. I mean, this is one of, women are amazing. We only have like one fatal flaw, and that is we feel like we can fix men. And it's our downfall.
It's our downfall.
And you can't. But women have been doing it since the beginning of time. And I mean, I'm sure you've seen this, that tragic, the Idaho college murders. I mean, there's a woman who believes she's in love with that nutsack that, now he hasn't been found guilty yet, but he allegedly did it. She's writing to him and she's putting it out in public that she feels she has a connect. So, yeah, I think that somebody out there believes that Randall is fabulous and Randall is this key to her success and she can fix Randall. And it's like, oy vey, no. No, ladies, it's our only fatal flaw.
Oy vey, you can't fix anyone, friends, this,
no,
that.
No, you can't.
Couple of things about what you just said. First of all, can you contact this woman and bring her on here behind the velvet rope? You and I need to do.
David perked up.
We need to, right. I'm like, we need to tag. No, I've heard of this woman. We need to tag team her like Penny. My light bulb just went off. That guy is crazy and sick and horrible, and I'm not going to write to him. And those murders are horrible, but you know,
he killed and stalked 4 to 5 people. And you fucking think you have a connection with him and you're going to change it. But women,
there's
women
no connection that I have with him, but physically I don't mind him, to be very honest with you.
Sorry.
Physically.
Oh, give me a break. He's the squirreliest, nastiest little motherfucker you've ever seen. You think he is not? Oh, no.
out of everything I've ever said here, this is what is driving you to cringe.
Like a pencil with a bad wig on. He's so gross. He's tall and no. And they ought to give him the death penalty and hang his ass.
Yes, yes. I agree with all that. But I don't know. I guess.
If you write to him in jail, I will.
Honey,
I will quit.
I am too busy, as we talked about a few weeks ago. I'm too busy. I'm going to write to Jen Shah as an alias. I'm not going to say I'm David Yontef behind the velvet rope. I'm going to write to Jen Shah and I want to write to Todd Chrisley. I have two people I want to write to. I want to catfish them. I do.
Do it. Let's see what
I'm not going to write to this crazy man. But yeah, I guess I like squirrely and gangly and yeah. So there we go. We'll just move on from that. That is enough of that type of talk. But can we get this woman to interview? I would love her. I would love her.
I'll go look her up. Yes, go on. I feel like I'm not going to be able to sit. Like, you know, part of me wants to be Oprah, but I just don't think I have the patience for these people anymore. Like, they're just some people are so moronic in life. I want to tell them, but I don't know. Maybe that's the hook of my reality show or my show. I just tell these people, you are fucking crazy.
You got to sit there. I mean, if you have a guest, I had a recent guest, everyone says she didn't let me get a word in edgewise. You could all figure out who that was, but you know, you just got to have a thick skin. Speaking of Miss Shah, she is behind bars. She's been behind bars for a few weeks now, a minute. And she went into that place in Texas and she released her statement. We never talked about her statement.
You want to get me fired up again? Yes, she not only released a statement, she also did an interview with an attorney. I'm very curious. I think he was connected with her attorney team. The interview's on YouTube. I got to tell you, I thought it was very slow to get views after 2 days. Now, this is somebody, a national story, right? New York Post. It only had something like 30,000 views. That ain't shit. After 2 days for someone that's a national public figure. I also felt like this was a complete ad for this attorney. A complete ad. All his information is in there. He's some expert on white collar crime. You can call him and everything. You can call me, email me. Look, honey, I love a promotion and a sale. You know, I sell everything but diets on my everything. Anyway, you asshole cream, I love it. It was so salesy. She on it, I thought she talked again. She's a complete narcissist. You can tell on the interview, she talks mostly about herself. And then she says, oh, you know, I've realized I've hurt people and I have a plan. I've got an action plan, an 18-page action plan, which we really don't know the specifics of. Although she says essentially it just means that she's going to make right her wrongs and she's going to jail with her Quran.
Have you called Penny to see if there's an action plan and if Penny, our victim, has been Pocket, not our victim. How dare you, David? That was insulting. Rephrase that. Penny Pocket, our wonderful guest, our wonderful, wonderful, wonderful guest and wonderful woman. Go on.
Well, let me rephrase this because I said Quran and then I took a deep breath.
Well, I just checked myself. So, and I'm not editing it out because I don't edit. Go on.
Well, no, and I don't want to be making light of the Quran. I love, you know, I think everybody... not everyone, but I love spirituality. I think whatever religion, we're all praying to the same person. What drives me fucking bananas about Jen Shah and the Chrisleys is they use religion as a crutch of the crimes they committed for years. This isn't a spur of the moment. I went in and held up a CVS for $5,000 because my family can't eat. I'm so sorry. Lapse of judgment. These are people for years who ripped off people like Penny. People go, oh, the Chrisleys, it's white collar. They stole from the bank. Guess what? Employees are losing their jobs. You and I, fees increase because of this. You think the bank is paying for their error? No, motherfuckers. I cannot stand that they use religion, that all of a sudden when, you know, exactly, the walls have closed in, they're going to be in jail for 6 fucking years. They go, oh, you know, I'm bringing in my Bible. I'm bringing it. You know, I know the Lord has a plan for me. Bullshit. Stop using God and the Quran and, you know, Muhammad as your fucking excuse for you being a goddamn criminal for years and you stole. And she had Jen Shah, the statement, I'm going to, you know, I know you don't believe me, but I'm going to right the wrongs. Really? Our own friend Penny, who we interviewed several weeks ago, go listen. Never has heard a peep, never from Jen, never from Stuart, never from Jen's attorney. Not that they owe them anything. Not from the district attorney prosecuting, not from the Better Business Bureau. Penny only retrieved of the $40,000 that Jen stole from her, 13 grand, had to sell her home, was so ashamed and embarrassed, didn't want to tell her own children and grandchildren because she didn't want to put the burden on them. Okay. Jenna's had plenty of time. We found her on Facebook. Jenna's had plenty of time to look this woman up and say, hey, it's Jen Shah. And you know what I did? I'm sorry of what I did to you. I was really caught up. It's a horrible thing. I'm going to work to get you that money back. And if you know of any other victims, please let me know their number. I'm going to reach out. She's such a bullshit artist. I don't believe her. I don't believe the Chrisleys. I think that they're complete narcissists. They're going to use this opportunity to get another reality show. And people are going to watch. I'll probably watch. So I'm part of the problem. But I don't find anything sincere about Jen, because if she was, she would have already been doing it long before supposedly now in jail she has an action plan. Okay, I'll shut up.
Someone is riled up today. I mean,
there's so many good people.
I am usually the one that's all riled up.
That tithe with the church, that spend their whole lives being good Christians. If you are Muslim, Muslims are one of the most community-based organizations. They always give back every single week. She's such a fucking piece of shit. And so are the Christians.
She's using it, baby. She's using it.
And I hope people see right through her bullshit. And it drives me nuts because people spend their whole lives being good people of faith. And then they have suckers and users like these guys.
I thought her statement was
not at the plan.
No, I thought her statement was crazy. I mean, it's like, first of all,
big change in my life, which you guys know. I'm now splitting my time between New York and LA, and LA is a driving town, except I don't drive. So, you know, I'm taking Ubers everywhere, and I swear to you, this is not the place to complain, but these Uber drivers are so... Why are we speeding up if the traffic light is going from yellow to red? And then we think we're going to make the light, but then you slam on the brakes. None of that matters because I have Relief Band. Before Relief Band, I used to get sick on a daily basis with a severe headache. Not anymore. Relief Band is the number one cleared anti-nausea wristband that's been clinically proven to relieve and effectively prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, even morning sickness. It's literally a band you wear on your wrist, and you can change the intensity depending upon how you are feeling to make it stronger or weaker. So if you want the band that actually works at relieving your nausea, check out Relief Band. Right now, we've got an exclusive offer just for Behind the Velvet Rope listeners. Go to reliefband.com and use promo code VELVET to get 20% off plus free shipping. Head to reliefband.com and use promo code VELVET for 20% off plus free shipping.
I mean, I don't know. I would have paid, you know, $1,000 for this interview, but I mean, I don't think I would pay the 10, 20. I mean, I am sure this, yes, this was a paid interview. Let's just be honest with, you know, what it was. With 30,000 views, I don't even think GMA or Kelly and Ryan or any of the, Kelly and Ryan, definitely not. But like, even like a GMA, I don't think wanted her, but this was definitely a paid interview. I would say like maybe anywhere from $10,000 to $25,000 is probably what this guy paid for this interview. No offense. That's just, that's my opinion as a professional interviewer. I've never paid for an interview in my life, but I mean, that's just, you know, me.
I wouldn't be, again, I have no proof of this. I don't know. This is just speculating because you and I are in the world of some people that, some celebrities that want to be paid, or their PR people want to be paid, or whatever it is. I wouldn't be surprised if this attorney basically knocked off like $5,000 or $10,000 from her bill, you know, by saying, hey, let's like, you'll give your last interview to me. I'll put it up. I'll use it as an opportunity that people can reach out to me, and I'll knock off 10 grand, you know, from your bill. So therefore she doesn't have to, you know, it's just whatever. It's
probably
less money. Yeah.
That's- well, she's gone. I thought the statement was ridiculous too, that she's going to, you know, basically she wants us to judge her based on how, look, I think everyone deserves a second chance. I do.
Yeah, me too. I mean,
you know, we're not there yet. She's like, I want everyone to judge me based on how I serve the sentence and how, oh, you know what? Okay. I'm willing to open, but we haven't seen it yet. I mean, going in, there was free Jen Shah shirts. There was more Gucci. There was, you know, ain't no party like a Jen Shah party till a Jen Shah party don't stop, or whatever the fuck that was. I haven't seen it. So this statement, which you definitely, honey, sweetheart, did not write, I liked the statement. I thought the statement, I understand it. Please don't judge me by the crime. I'm doing the time now. Judge me based on how I've taken my licks. Okay. I'm judging Juicy Joe by that. And I'm very impressed with Juicy. Very impressed with Juicy. Don't you dare speak negatively about my Juicy.
Followed what Juicy.
I mean, you know, I really like Mr. Judice. But Jen, I haven't seen it from. I have not seen it from. So sure. I'm willing to give everyone a second chance, but let's see it. I want to feel that. And I certainly don't going into the big house, and now you're there. So that's a great statement that someone wrote. It's a great man, this nobody lawyer, no offense. I've never heard of him. He ain't, you know, I was going to say something else about a lawyer that I respect, and I just don't even want to go there right now, but he's not a well-known lawyer. Let's leave it at that. And basically like, okay. So let's just see what happens. But she's gone. Do we even care about Heather's black eye when Lala was on Watch What Happens a few weeks ago? She said, you know, she doesn't believe that she got the black eye by bumping into something, and Andy agreed. So even Andy is, I mean, I don't know. Does anyone care?
I don't know. I do not understand. When is their Salt Lake reunion coming up? Isn't it?
It already happens. No, that one I forgive you for when everyone comes for you, because I had to think there for a minute myself. Yeah, I mean, honey, Salt.
I gotta go watch it.
The rumor is Salt. I mean, everyone needs to calm down about these rumors. I mean, Salt Lake is kind of maybe lightly filming, and so is Beverly Hills. Let's not, say filming has begun. It's not gangbusters, but it's lightly filming. This new thing I saw that is up is completely not confirmed. So everyone chill out. They say RHOBH has started filming the new season slightly, some light B-roll, sure. And they're saying these are the new housewives, and they're including, because she filmed, Tracy Tudor. Now, do you watch Million Dollar Listing LA? Because it
Yeah,
is
yeah.
it's brilliant.
Yes.
See, you watch certain, so you don't watch
Yes.
Vanderpump Rules, which has
Good, good.
1.3 million viewers, but you watch a show which is brilliant, but I guarantee you does not have anywhere near 1.3 million
Well,
viewers.
it's real estate porn. I want to see the fabulous homes of
Brilliant.
Los Angeles and New York
Brilliant.
and Orange County. I want to see the real estate porn. I don't care about the inside of a restaurant.
You need to
Sure.
watch Selling Sunset. You need to watch Selling
I do. I
Sunset.
love selling. I mean, I'm
Oh,
not caught
oh.
up, but I love Selling Sunset. Yeah.
Brilliant. Brilliant, darling. And the Selling the OC. Yay. Go Jarvis. Go Polly. My girls, they were on the podcast. Go Tyler. You guys got a second and third season pickup before the second even airs. Great Selling OC. Million Dollar Listing LA. Now listen, can you see Tracy Tudor as a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills? I think it's fucking brilliant. I think it's brilliant, don't you? Love
Yeah, I
it.
mean, from what it sounds like she'd be like a great addition. She already knows the women. She obviously knows LA really well. Yeah, I
She
mean, it
works, she's earning money. She's like not broke. She's really out there earning her actual money. She has a real job. She looks the part. Now, Tracy, I'm going to be honest. I know for a fact, I know this for a fact, girl. Just admit it.
okay, what?
You, every week, girl, you do the same thing I do. Just admit it. And I know this for a fact, honey. So, Tracy takes a needle to her abdomen. Maybe she puts it in her knee. There's no shade in it. I did my Mounjaro shot today. No wonder why you hate when I talk about
Do
this. She,
Mounjaro in your knee?
you're anti-diet. I didn't know that you advertise everything except I advertise everything on this podcast. Everything. And by the way, my number one category these days is CBD and THC. I think because no one else will advertise it. I don't know for anyone out there that is stressed out in life that 40% off, i.e., innovative extracts, go DM me. I'll give you the link. Not four, Sarah, 40%. Percent off you get with my client Innovative Extracts. CBD and THC, babe. But I'll
Wow.
advertise everything. But yes, you can do the Mounjaro or Ozempic or whichever one you're on in your knee, because they say like in your thigh, not really in your knee, like in your thigh.
Okay.
Okay, let
Oh,
me
okay.
not in your knee, like in your thigh, if because apparently it helps with the nausea. I do it in my abs. That's just, I'm not changing. But Tracy girl, be honest, you take the shot. But Tracy would be a great, great Beverly Hills housewife. Guys, slow down. Please slow down. It's not confirmed as of yet. When it's confirmed, we will let you know. Okay. But it is not confirmed yet. I don't know why they wouldn't take her. I mean, look, Taylor's in the OC. I mean, all bets are off. She can do both, right? She can do both jobs. Million Dollar Listing in New York is canceled. So why not let Tracy do this? She would be perfect, right? We already know her. You're going to go out and cast another woman other than Tracy. Who? She's so perfect. And she would bring the drama, and she wouldn't be a pushover. And she drinks, and she has the hot young boyfriend. She's just like Carolyn Stanbury. Her boyfriend is much younger. It's her personal trainer.
Well, I mean, I look, you don't need to convince me. I mean, she
He's
sounds like
young.
she fit in with the group. I say yes.
I
You know,
think he's like 28, or maybe he's 29 or 39. He's like young. He's a hot body.
you said they wanted and needed a shakeup. So this is a shakeup. I mean, the only thing, and the other woman is Allison Melnick, who's like famous socialite, restaurateur or bar, I think like bar owner, like comes from that world.
What does she own in LA? Anywhere we know? I mean, granted, I never heard of
Brooklyn or
Sir or any
Queens.
of these places before the show. Maybe everyone else did. Are they trying to replace Lisa Vanderpump, darling? Is she
Well,
British?
no, she's from Queens, New York. She's from Long
Oh,
Island.
darling. Well, that would be interesting.
You best know her from the reality show The World According to Paris, where she is seen frequently accompanying Paris Hilton as she shops or travels. In 2008, Melnick opened the Apple Lounge, a tiny 150-occupant bar in the basement of the Apple restaurant in L.A. She's a socialite, bar owner, and reality TV personality.
Is that the okay? So let's put that on the list after Schwartz and Sandy's. We'll go there. And I want to go to Spago. I haven't been to Spago yet.
Oh, I want to go to Spago too.
Kathy Hilton and I mean, I've been, I just haven't been now that I'm an LA part timer. Kathy Hilton and Sutton popped by there the other night. So we still don't know if Kathy's coming back, by the way. The point is, don't believe, guys. I think Kathy will die. Don't believe that, you know, it's all figured out and Tracy's in and this Melnick person's in. None of that's confirmed. We're just telling you what we know as of the recording of this. It's not confirmed, but I am all for Tracy. And filming an actual scene because you're a friend of someone, I mean, you might as well then say I'm a New Jersey housewife because I filmed 800 scenes. Probably will never be asked to film a scene again with New Jersey. I don't really think they want me lurking around set, if you know what I mean. Well, yeah.
Allison is interesting, right? Because it almost seems like we're going to get two camps. We're going to get the Team Kathy camp, and then we kind of know Kyle is on the outs with Kathy. So you're going to have the Team Kyle camp, right? Which is going to be Kyle, Dorit, who else
EJ.
Is it?
EJ,
right? Kind of versus Kathy, Kathy's friend, maybe Allison. And then maybe you get
Tudor, then might I would have thought Tudor would be with Kyle.
Tudor might be with Kyle. Then you have Sutton and Garcelle that I think are closer with Kathy, right? Isn't Garcelle closer with Kathy than Kyle at this point? Anyway, so you might kind of or maybe you have these three groups that are against each other, but Allison seems like she's probably already friends with them, in the mix with everybody. So there you go. Be interesting. Very close to Paris.
It'll be interesting. We do have a rumor that, you know, with the Salt Lake Light filming, that they've named some new girls for that, three of them who look interesting enough. Yeah, I forgot what their names were. We don't know anything about them. I just hope it's good, you know? I just hope
this
it's good.
That next season of Salt Lake is make or break, because we know the rumors of Mary coming back are not true. That was like a huge rumor. It's not happening. So it is kind of like, what can they bring it? Can they bring it?
Okay, we could do one more quick story before we go. Yeah. Should we talk quickly about Zolciak?
Oh, yes, we should, because this is huge. It's true. It's true. The rumor, I see, I believed Kim in the fall when Kim came out and said, our house isn't in foreclosure. The bloggers are desperate. But this house is going to auction like in like a week. I mean, it is in March. It is going to auction. Mike, I keep reading.
This is what she counted on. This is what she counted on. Like, just because you stand there this weekend, I don't know, but one of the listeners DM'd me. I didn't go and look, but she said, I just want to let you know that Kim and Croy are in short shorts. So I guess this is a thirst trap with Kim's cooch hanging out and his dick hanging out. And they're vacuuming as if like it's Sunday morning. Yesterday was Sunday. We're recording this on a Monday. Like, easy on Sunday morning. Little Commodores, Lionel Richie. Like, they don't have a care in the world. So Kim, again, like I say to people, you can say it all you want. It doesn't make it true. Like, you know, girl, just because you get on your Instagram and you're upstairs and we don't see you and you say, my house is not fucking going anywhere, you fucking trolls. It seems like it is, darling. And I don't wish any harm on anyone. Loved having Brielle in the pod. Again, we have a lot of, I mean, how do you live above your means? That's another story. But, you know, yeah. I mean, it's, does anyone out there not think this is happening? I mean, we've talked about this before. It's happening. Sarah?
Well, I take this as a reminder for people because, you know, I think when you're like us, you know, we're small business owners where you look at some of these celebrities and they look like they're doing so great. And even other influencers, you think, oh my God, they have so much money. They're doing so great. You know, Kim and Brielle, they have the bikini lines. They have the makeup line. All these things. I hope it's a good reminder for people that it takes a ton of money for these businesses, and they're really not all successful. I mean, I think you've seen Kylie Jenner and Jeffree Star. Like, a few people have really done it, but a lot of people are not doing as great. And you know, they, Kim, they just, to me, they just faked it. You know, they way overextended themselves with Range Rovers and all these things to make it look like they had all this money. And clearly they've gone, they don't have it, or they've gone through it, or I don't know, you know, I guess probably they've over, they've probably remortgaged the home so many times now they're like super in debt. Cause what they owe, how, I can't even remember. It's over $1 million, I think, right? Is a house.
I think so.
They were supposed to come up with, they couldn't come up with. And you know, I mean, it takes a long time for them to take your home. They usually give you a lot of chances.
I think this is what people count on. I mean, I don't understand it. I still don't understand it. Like, you live at a home you can't really afford. And mind you, like, I understand, like, oh, he was playing, she was on the show, but not really. Honestly, not really. Like, when I listen, I am a business person. Really, I am.
You
I
are,
mean,
you are.
And so, like, when I look forward to, like, you have 2 years of funds to pay for the house. Like, I would never buy something or live in, I would look forward. I think 10 years is my comfort level. Even 5 years is nothing, nothing. You need 10 years. Sarah's like, oh shit. Like, cause I know you're like in the midst of like house hunting and all this other, it's, I don't know, just, you know, you gotta really look at it. I mean, especially people like us, like this podcast, please, like this thing could be gone tomorrow. I don't think it's going to be, but it takes 2 false business moves for the house to crumble. 2, not 3, probably not 1. Like, I'm in year 4. So not 1, but 2 things could crumble.
Yeah, sure. I mean, your own business. Health, right? You, something happens to your voice. What are you going to do? You know, I mean, no,
this is why, you know, not to get, you look at all these people that come out, Ricky Martin and all these people, you know, a lot of people make their millions and then they're like, hey, I'm gay. I get it. I get it. You got to really get to the point where you're, whatever it is that's going to bring you down. I mean, not, that's a whole nother conversation. This is a 3-hour show in and of itself.
Yeah, ooh, where's this going?
But I know, Sarah's like, oh my God, we're not going to talk about Bravo. I would love, let's, for the record, I would love to not talk about Bravo ever again. I would love to have a show with you every day where we talk about MG. I just got
really
backed. Sarah, I backed myself into a corner here. These people want nothing else from me. They want nothing, nothing.
I love all that other.
That's, I know, we got to, well, I just had Judy Gold, a comedian, on, who I've had on more than once. She's great. And she came out and she has 2 sons and she's like, I mean, what type of parent would I have been if I didn't come out? And she's like, I don't regret it. My bank account does. I mean, her career is fine, but she's not, you know, Ellen, who, you know, had, yeah, it's just, I don't know. That's not,
wait, as we close out the show, though, I mean, as a gay man, do you think times have changed, though? I mean, you know, Ricky Martin came up in the late 90s, early aughts, right? When still, aughts, I mean, I think you aughts. Had to sell yourself to teenage girls. Like, teenage girls had to feel like they could have a chance of having sex. That's part of the whole thing is, like, I feel like I could marry Ricky Martin, you know?
Look, I mean, look, mm-hmm. And I'm like the opposite of everyone because I don't get my feathers ruffled. I just had the brilliant Brandy Glanville on my podcast. I mean, icon, and people are like, blah, 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 and you're a sexual assault. And I was like, you're not going to cancel me. Like, I'm going to stand by that. I love Brandy. Like, so I get into, I'm not politically sensitive is what I'm saying. So this isn't like me on my soapbox, but I feel the times have changed. But then you can look at, like, where is Jordan? Yes, Ryan Murphy and this and that and Euphoria. But where is George Clooney and Brad Pitt? Where is the, you know, Marvel $100 million person? I'm not angry. I'm just telling you the argument because I've had a lot of gay actors on. So if I ask this, like, where is the person that's, look, there's Julia Roberts,
that's Brad Pitt.
We have, like, Reese Witherspoon, the people in Hollywood that are the, you know, people are starting.
Michael B. Jordan, yeah.
Right, like, where are the people that are loaded? Like, where's George Clooney that says, I'm a leading man, I fuck this woman in the scene because I'm the heartthrob, and I'm totally gay, and I suck dick at night, and making, you know, $25 million a picture. Tell me that, because I know where the Ryan Murphy's is stuff is, and I know where Euphoria is and Gossip Girl, and I know all the TV shows. And look, Lil Nas X is huge. Like, music is made more. But where is, like, Brad Pitt, George Clooney? Where's the Reese Witherspoon, Julia Roberts? Where it's like, you know, this person is totally gay, And yet they're having these leading roles. Now you can look at like a Jodie Foster, but she is a director for the past how many years? So point
Jodie Foster didn't come out until way.
Right,
way.
Right. Like, so that's like, all I'm point. Saying. Yeah. Look, Rosie O'Donnell. I mean, come out, girl, wherever you are. She did, but honey. I mean, we all knew for years. So it's just like, you got to look at when they, that's all I'm saying. I'm not on my soapbox. I'm just saying like, you know, I just don't think there's that big blockbuster person. Who knows? Look at that. And Marvel is starting to have gay characters, sure, but that's different than like, you know, Tobey Maguire or Tom Holland, who, you know, this person is as gay as the gay day comes. And yet they are a leading man that is in love with a woman. And we can separate the two. I don't know. I'm a Gemini baby. I can separate it all. Listen.
Excellent point.
Listen to Behind the Velvet Rope and the Sarah Fraser Show. We love you all. In our next episode, we got to start with Juicy, Juicy, and running into Joe Gorga. We got to start with
let's
that, honey.
Discuss. Okay.
I mean, we're not going to do it now. That's like a 13-hour conversation. Next time, guys.
All right. Bye, gorgeous.
See you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.